Writing about film's one thing, but television? I mean, sure, there are a few great shows. The Sopranos, West Wing before it tanked, but come on, let's face it, an awful lot of TV has no pretense of being art, so what's a critic supposed to do with shows like The Apprentice and Dawson's Creek? One response is to revel in the badness, to savor the good moments when they come along. And that's pretty much the attitude of the writers at the website televisionwithoutpity.com. Sarah Bunting's one of the site's founders, and she says Television Without Pity is for people who have a love-hate relationship with TV.
They love TV. They want the best from TV when they're watching it, but TV lets them down so often. So that's really where it comes from, is a place of wanting TV to succeed and then pointing and laughing when it doesn't. So it's not really a generous instinct that we're operating from.
As you were saying that, though, I thought, what other kind of person is there? Love-hate relationship with television, doesn't that describe every viewer in the world?
I'm not sure that it does because, you know, I've taken some slings and arrows for criticizing According to Jim. That's the most recent example that I really could not point to an example of a more sort of intellectually laggardly piece of writing, and that it's just so...
And somebody took offense at that?
Yeah, a number of people took offense at that and wrote to me, and, you know, you don't know what it's like to come home after a hard day of work and you just want to relax and, you know, have a few laughs in front of the TV, and thinking, well, of course I do, but that's why God invented Simpsons DVDs. You don't have to be watching According to Jim.
I'm not a very good dancer, okay? So if I step on your toes, you'll tell me?
It's okay. Uncle Andy stepped on my back.
I've watched exactly 12 seconds of it and was simultaneously offended by how bad it was and bored nearly unto death, so I changed the channel.
And you felt compelled to write about it at that point. Now,
I made some offhand comment, and people were very offended and felt like I was criticizing them. I mean, I can watch anything and then get away with claiming that it's for work. So, you know, a friend of mine recently bought me the Knight Rider DVDs, that show from the 80s with David Hasselhoff, which I loved as a kid and still love now because it's so cheesy. And then, you know, another friend of mine comes over and sees the box and is sort of demanding an explanation for why I have this Hasselhoffiana in my house. And I said, oh, well, you know, it's for work.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in the world of criminals who operate above the law.
Have you always felt this way about television?
Well, I've always had a forbidden fruit fascination with television because my parents permitted me to watch 1 hour of television a week, and the TV had to be approved by them, and The Dukes of Hazzard was repeatedly brought into committee and repeatedly shot down.
Welcome to Hazzard County.
And my father was like, look, this show is going to make you stupid. Just vetting this show to see if you should be able to watch it. I think I lost 5 IQ points. I'm not letting you watch that. We'll get you the lunchbox. That's it.
You know, when I got up this morning, the biggest thing in my mind was to do a little rabbit hunt.
Yeah, and then the hound dog runs off.
My car is taken.
And now we're chasing the sheriff's car. Ain't you glad we ain't in a big city where life gets complicated?
Pay up. Do you mind waiting till this is over?
Move it, man. What are you doing? Taking a break? Well, if you tuned this car instead of chasing women last night, we'd have already had him.
Not with you asleep at the wheel.
Have you seen Dukes of Hazzard since then?
Oh, it's dreadful. It's really dreadful. But I had a gigantic crush on John Schneider, and I kept trying, and my parents would say, well, you know, how about Mork and Mindy and some Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom? And I said, you know, unless John Schneider is going to be, you know, wrestling a lion, I want to watch The Dukes of Hazzard. And eventually, you know, I had a sibling, and the rules were relaxed somewhat, and then I was just gorging myself on the A-Team and just Drek in primetime like the Love Boat. And, you know, I think my parents certainly think that my career is a direct result of having only been able to watch the PBS version of Little Women and not
So your adult obsession with television can be traced directly back to your parents forbidding you to watch it.
Yes, this and a number of other things are all my parents' fault.
Coming back to Television Without Pity, and we've been a little bit without pity about several of the shows so far.
Yeah.
Is it true that when you got started, you were really doing it because you had strong feelings about Dawson's Creek?
Sadly, yes, that is true. I can't deny that. My business partner and I were on another bulletin board, which was devoted to that shining star of television quality, Beverly Hills 90210. Uh-huh. And we had started watching Dawson's Creek in the hopes that it would be more like My So-Called Life, which is...
Which is critically acclaimed and it was never seen again.
Yeah, is still a beloved thing to a whole generation of TV watchers. I think that the creators of Dawson's Creek hoped that it would be like My So-Called Life, but the writing was so awful and the lead character was so profoundly unlikable. And we would be on this bulletin board just, you know, ranting about how much we hated the show and why did we keep watching. And then someone suggested that we formalize that in website form and just do a lengthy explication of every single thing that we hated about each show, which, you know.
Which led you to watch more of them and more of them so that you could rant about how you hated it.
Right. Well, we got a good response, really. There were enough like-minded people who sort of resented what Dawson's Creek was trying to pass off as quality television, but at the same time couldn't tear their eyes away. And that sort of train wrecky reaction is the way that people feel about a lot of TV, especially things on the WB.
You know, you're still kind of cute when you're not talking.
Come on, Audrey, let's go.
Whoa, Joey, why are we leaving?
Because the only reason why this guy is with you is because Jack put you on some list of sluts guaranteed to put out.
Oh.
So what's your favorite show to watch right now?
My favorite show to watch right now is Lost, which is a new show on ABC about a group of plane crash survivors who are marooned on a mysterious island, which is also peopled apparently by, well, it was peopled by at least one polar bear, which has since met its demise on the show. But it's from the creator of Alias. And it's not a perfect show, but it's new. It's something that no one else is really doing. There is the faint whiff of cheese that is starting to fill the room when it's on, but it's still, I think, really interesting. I'm very interested to see where they're going to go with this.
Do you read TV criticism?
Yeah, sure. I read Entertainment Weekly and Salon and various other outlets, The New Yorker.
So is there stuff you like and stuff you don't like?
I like Entertainment Weekly because I think they come from the same place that we do at Television Without Pity, which is that they really enjoy watching TV. Even if a given show is bad, they enjoy sort of participating in that badness, if that makes any sense. Some publications, like The New Yorker, I don't get the feeling that their one critic, Nancy Franklin, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't get the feeling that she watches a lot of TV except if it's been assigned to her. Or I think that she is one of those people that is still sort of aghast about how much reality TV is on and how it's taking over the airwaves. And, you know, I don't really understand that viewpoint. Like, as frightening as a program like The Swan is to me on a humanity level, on a TV level, I'm interested to see where it takes the medium.
Sarah Bunting is one of the founders of TelevisionWithoutPity.com. The website now has 750,000 users. It also has a bulletin board where you can weigh in with your own snarky criticism.